What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show here with Lipscomb Bison's head coach Kevin Carroll, my mother's alma mater, the Lipscomb Bison's here. She was went to college school there, but at Lipscomb University. Coach Carroll, good to have you on the show, man. I'm doing this for me and my mother, man. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing great. I appreciate having the opportunity to be on today.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you, man, how cool is it to come back to a school you know very well, Lipscomb, assistant there for us for a number of years? Went down at Trevecca, did a good job there. Now you're back over there on Bellefonte Boulevard. How's it been, Coach?
Oh, man, to say that it's been a blessing would be the biggest understatement of the year. You know, it's not just, this is year 26 for me, so I've been a lot of different places and coached a lot of different places, and there was just more of a meaning here. Than just being have a chance to be a Division I head coach and just coming back to a place you'd been. It was really a place that just aligned with my values and who I are and who I am and what I value. So just very grateful.
And Coach, you know, talk about the community over there on Granny White Pike and Belmont Boulevard, how everybody supports you all. Like when I come to Allen Arena, man, that you get a lot of support, man. So talk about that, how this was so special over there, man, that whole environment over there, man.
Yeah, I don't think the average fan understands just the tradition that Lipscomb has in basketball. You know, at one point, the top two leading scorers in college basketball history, the all-time leading three-point shooter in college basketball history, the all-time assist leader in college basketball history, and the all-time winningest coach in college basketball history, all coached or played here. They're still the top two leading scorers in college basketball history reside from Lipscomb. So it's just a place where it's ingrained, the basketball program's ingrained in the culture of the school, like very few people, a few places in the country, you know, just because of the tradition and history, rich history that they've had here. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun to be a part of, to go to a place where it matters like it does here.
Coach Carroll, I'll still have some old T-shirts of Don Mar basketball camp in my basement. I'll put this basketball camp, so I have some shirts still in my basement, Coach.
You can probably make a lot of money. You bring those things up here and try to sell them on campus or in Nashville, man. So, yeah, no, Don Meyer alluded to him a minute ago, but when he retired from coaching, was college basketball's all-time winningest coach. And he was someone who, even though he coached at the lower levels of college basketball, he wasn't coaching the SEC or the ACC, but he was someone who was one of the most influential people in the coaching industry for decades. There would be, coaches all across the country that would come to his camps and his clinics and come to watch him coach. I remember actually when I was playing in college, I played in the same league that Lipscomb was in. And we had pretty decent crowds when we played, but the night that we played Lipscomb for the first time, it was sold out, and probably about 75% of the people in attendance were high school coaches coming to watch Coach Meyer coach, you know. So to be able to, to be able to be the coach at a place that where his name is on the court, one of the greatest teachers, if not the greatest teacher of the game, that's quite an honor, I tell you what, and something I don't take lightly.
100% special place. And Coach Carroll, you have great facilities out there too. You know, talk about that, about Lipscomb, the facilities. People don't realize you have some great stuff out there, great facilities, great arena, great parking garage, the baseball field. So talk about that as well. That's how the athletic department and the university really supports athletics very, very well.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, we have a beautiful arena, around a 5,000-seat arena. We just put several hundred thousand dollars into renovating our weight room 2 years ago. They've done a lot of different things with our practice facility. We're very blessed. I would say we're in the top, two or three easily in the league that we're in terms of facilities. And, with that, doing that in the type of real estate that you're doing it in Green Hills, that shows you the support and just how committed they are to winning here.
And Coach Carroll, talk about how Nashville has grown over the years too, and how Lipscomb's grown, where the city has grown, and now how it's so vibrant downtown, like a new skyline now. Every time I come back to check on my house there, it's like a new skyline, new buildings have been built, and the stadium's starting to take shape now when I go on I-24 and heading up north to where my house is. So talk about Nashville, how your house grown since your time being in the city.
Yeah, it really is one of the hottest cities in the country, honestly. There are people like Oracle and Amazon and big companies are moving headquarters here and moving in. And, it's the fact that it's kind of the hub for the music industry and the country music industry in particular. It's just got an unbelievable vibe to it. I lived in Atlanta for 6 years back in the early 2000s. And, Atlanta's an awesome place, and, but it's pretty congested now, and, Nashville is a little bit probably like what Atlanta was in terms of the vibrancy and all the things that are going on there, and just all the things going on, but probably not quite as congested. So it's I've lived all over the across the country in my 25 years career history, from the West to the Midwest to the East to the Southeast, and this has been our favorite place to live, and a lot of that has to do with just the vibrancy of what Nashville provides.
100%, Coach, and I loved the food options I have when I come up there, man. The hot chicken, I love all that. So, Coach, I'm a foodie, so how do you manage not getting overboard on the great food you have in Nashville for your family, your players to go and go eat, man?
I don't know if I've managed that one as well as I would have liked, honestly. So, and that's a great thing. Green Hills, which is a little part of Nashville, is one of the nicest areas in Nashville. And right down the road, less than a mile away, is 12 South, and, which is a tons of restaurants and shops and things of that nature. It's just a really cool place with a lot of great amenities in terms of food, music. We have four pro sports teams here. We are the number two hottest job market in the country. We're the number three best city for young professionals in the country, and one of the 10 fastest growing cities in the country. So, it's a great place. Very fortunate that we can, get to coach a child's game and a great city and a great university like Lipscomb.
Last time I was there, Coach Carroll, I went to see one of my mentors, Randy Peel, and I told Coach Peel, I said, Green Hills reminds me of Buckhead here in Atlanta. That's what I told him. I said, reminds me of Buckhead back home. Green Hills area. We met somebody in Green Hills. I'm like, this reminds me of Buckhead, Coach.
Yeah, now that's probably actually a pretty good comparison. Probably a little bit easier to get around here than it is Buckhead these days. But, you know, just once again, there's just a lot to do around here. You know, it's a great place to go to college. I know that.
And Coach Carroll, let me ask you this, man. With NIL and how the portal is, how's he adjusted how you go after a player now? Because you really want to know if he's there for the right reasons, not just he wants numbers or money. So how's you and Steph go about vetting these young men and to make sure they fit your culture and the values of your program that you want to have as you build this program brick by brick every day?
Yeah, I tell people all the time, it's a lot different world even than it was 2 years ago when I left as an assistant here to go become a Division II head coach. And what I would say is we're not looking for anything any different than we ever have been. You just might be looking for them in different places. It's the world we live in. There's not as much continuity, and that continuity has been, you know, a large part of why Lipscomb's had a lot of success in basketball over the years. Even this past year, they won the conference tournament, won the conference regular season conference, the conference tournament, played in the NCAA tournament, and largely in part due to the fact that their three best players all chose to come back when they probably could have made, you know, more money or gone into, you know, quote unquote, bigger, higher levels or whatever that is. What I would like to say is I think that there's a unique fit here for Lipscomb, and the ones that are a great fit for that, I think find the value that we provide that just, you don't find us anywhere, you know? And I think that's, you know, we work really hard to sniff out, you know, a kid who's just trying to use you to get to another, a better location, you know, versus a kid who's just, they're coming to Lipscomb and, because for what it stands for and what we're about and what we value, you know? So, you know, one thing we talk a lot about with our recruits is just like, don't do second things first. You know, like, don't come here thinking about what the next step is. Come here because this is a great fit for you. And hey, if you outgrow this situation, you can go make, you know, you can go make life-changing money like Jacob Anosovic did, who was the conference player of the year here this past year. Then, hey, we want that for you. That's a great opportunity for you, you know. But at the same time, we're still a program that's about what matters most and about the impact that we can help them create in the lives of others.
No doubt, Coach Carroll, if you've been a coach as long as you have, man, how cool is it on Father's Day to get texts from your former players with their kids and say, Coach, thanks for all the lessons you gave me. You was hard on me, but I get it now that I have my own kids and my own family. How cool is it on Father's Day with your guys to reach out to you and know you had an impact on their lives?
Yeah, I mean, that's still why we coach. I mean, we have to deal and have to manage and have to be, you know, have to operate different, you know, in some ways differently than what we did 10, 15, 20 years ago. But we all got into coaching, or most of us got into coaching for the ability to be able to impact people in the way that people impacted us. You know, and so when you do get those messages, you know, there's not many greater feelings in the world than that, you know, because that's why you do what you do. And, you know, it's just something, like I said, you're really, we're here and I'm coaching at Lipscomb, you know, not just to help win championships and not just to, you know, get to NCAA tournaments or things of that nature. We're here because we're trying to help, you know, these young men learn what it means to build an army of difference makers in the lives of other people, and ultimately to set themselves up so that, you know, one day when they have a funeral, that funeral home and that room is filled full of people, because the number of people that come to your funeral have nothing to do with how many points you scored in college or how many social media followers you have or how much money you make. It's got everything to do with the number of lives that you impacted, you know, during your journey. And that's what we are about. That's what we spend more time focusing on than what, how to read a ball screen defense or what out of bounds plays to run or what defenses to incorporate. It's more just about, hey, how can we help you learn how to create significance in the lives of others?
100%, Coach. You're so right about that. And Coach, you know, some, you said something very similar, because my father, who's also a basketball coach, said this to his players, that it's about that dash. Not on the tombstone, it's about that dash in between. Yeah. And so that's what I've always lived by. I heard my father say that to me It's about that dash. That's why I try to live my life the way I live my life and impact others through my radio show and just do community service, because what my father instilled in me and now instilled it in my kids as well.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, and I may have to steal that from you. That's really good that, about that dash. I like that, because it really is kind of what happens. And just kind of what, you know, you learn, you know, I've learned as an adult that I probably didn't know when I was 18 to 22 years old, is just kind of, it's just amazing how when you try to create significance in the lives of others, it ends up creating more significance in your life without you intentionally making that, trying to make that happen, you know? And, you know, we just talk a lot about how life's like a boomerang, you know, you just try to live it in ways to impact other people and create that significance for them. And it's just amazing how it comes back and in ways that you probably never thought possible or were thinking about.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, for you, with your roster this summer, I've seen so many videos on X and what have you. Are you doing more team stuff, or are you trying to get guys better as well? Trying to wait, so not do so much catching up come August when the fall comes, heading to November 3rd there.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, in year one, you know, we have a lot to, it's a new team, new coaching staff, you know, new system, you know, things of that nature. You know, so, but, you know, typically what we do is we kind of have two team practices a week, and then we have two kind of group workouts per week where we're going back and spending time kind of, you know, fine-tuning things, you know, clearing stuff up in their heads, and just focusing on their individual player development, you know. We also spend time, though, you know, we're in the weight room, you know, 4 days a week, but we also have things like our LYL training, which stands for Live Your Legacy, which is a culture moniker that we use. But we have, it's a life skills training program that we have. We actually have one coming up here in about 30 minutes. And, you know, that's, you know, where we're teaching them different life skills, whether that's, you know, financial training, whether that's dinner etiquette training, whether that's, you know, teaching the, you know, doing personality assessments so they can learn how to better engage and work with each other and understand each other. You know, just all these different things that are going to show up, you know, well after the air is coming out of the ball, which probably none of them are thinking about right now, but they're finding that value that's going to benefit them, you know, much later on in life.
And Coach, it's funny you say that, because I literally had a talk about that with one of my interns this morning about a deal. I said, well, if you get $12,000 extra and you have to move from Atlanta, that's not really a good deal for you.
Yeah, exactly right.
You're going to pay rent in that new city. So that $12,000 extra you're getting, it's already used up, buddy.
Yeah.
So I had to talk about financial literacy with my intern this morning about that little example I gave you right there, Coach. So like, he thought that was a good deal because it's $12,000 more. I said, you need to be about the net, not the gross, son.
Well, it's funny you said that. I actually was just having this conversation with my athletic director. You know, I'm going to use one of the former players at Lipscomb here who just graduated, Will Pruitt. He's a guy that I coached when I was here as an assistant. He's been an all-conference player in the A-Sun for the last couple of years and had the opportunity to leave. He's graduated, you know, last year. You know, he came back for his fifth year here this past year. And I really could have left and gone and made more money and done all that stuff maybe. Like I said, maybe played a higher level, whatever. But you know, the benefit of coming back and winning a championship for Lipscomb, and in a lot of ways, he's the face of not only Lipscomb basketball, but Lipscomb athletics and in some ways Lipscomb University, and the opportunities that's going to lead for him financially going forward for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, that's going to be 10 times fold, you know, the amount of money he could have made for 1 year going to play basketball somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? And so I think, once again, helping these young men understand what true value is, trying to provide them value that's going to benefit them in ways not only on the court, but off the court. And just helping them to learn gain a long-term perspective on things. I think that's a large part of what we're trying to do as college coaches now, with us having their best interests in mind.
Coach, I got two more for you, Coach. One of them is about scheduling. I know your phone's been running off the hook probably trying to get you scheduled because you're your head coach in Lipscomb. So how's that been going for you? All these calls trying to get you on the schedule and buy you, man?
Yeah, well, that's funny you said that. I mean, we were, just because of some relationships, we were able to acquire a couple of bye games that we were really excited about. We're actually going to play at Duke on December 19th, and we're opening the season up with Vanderbilt, which Lipscomb's not played Vanderbilt in a very long time. So, some of those are kind of relationship driven and stuff like that. But I'll be honest, the way the rules are now, and the way you kind of get seeded in the NCAA tournament, it really does not benefit teams as much to play, say, a team that won the NCAA or was in the NCAA tournament last year. It really benefits you to play, someone who's at the bottom of the net ranking and then beat them by 40 points. So those games are getting harder and harder to get at our level. Like you said, you still kind of rely on relationships, but phone's probably not blowing up as much as I would like it to, because we'd like a couple more of those games, honestly.
No doubt. That's what for you, coach. I just want to ask you, when did you decide you want to get into coaching? That you wanted to make this your path, right? So what's kind of the trigger for you to say, hey, coaching's gonna be what I do the rest of my life?
Yeah, I told somebody this yesterday, actually, is like, you don't call coaching, it calls you. And it's a labor of love, for a lot of people, because there are a lot of sacrifices that you make for, whether it be your family or financially, whatever that is. But it's I've known I wanted to be a coach since I was in ninth grade. I remember sitting in my high school math class. I had an unbelievable high school math teacher and some really good high school coaches. And I remember sitting in ninth grade saying, you know what? I want to be a high school math teacher and a basketball coach. And I did that for 6 years and never really thought about getting to college. Actually had an opportunity when I got through playing, but just wanted to be a high school coach. That was my goal. Did that for 6 years. Actually coached in Atlanta for 6 years. Was the head coach at St. Pius X from 2003 to 2006. And then decided that I wanted an even greater challenge and be able to do this at a higher level. And what's funny is I was in 2001 I was coaching middle school basketball, and here we are today. I'm a Division I head coach, and it's just it kind of goes back to what we said earlier. I never really thought that would be obtainable for me, but I just tried to kind of live my life and coach in a way that would bring value to others. And it's just amazing how, the Lord's blessed me, and people, someone was silly enough to find value in that to hire me, I guess, so.
Well, Coach Carroll, I'll tell you what, I'll be cheering for you. My mother will be cheering for you because she's a Lipscomb Bison through and through. That's why. So, by proxy, I'm a Lipscomb Bison through my mother. So, I will definitely be cheering for you guys. As always, Coach, I'm thankful to meet you. I look forward to seeing you in person. And I look forward to connecting
Absolutely.
with you more and more down the road, Coach.
Now, thank you for this opportunity. It's been great visiting with you, and we'll look forward to connecting better going forward, okay?
Thanks, Coach. It was fun, man.
Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.